This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to London Pub Reviews. Now in season three, like the Three Musketeers. A different musketeer for every season. Which musketeer is this season? Shall we say Aramis? Sure, it's Aramis. Today we are at the Elephant and Castle, 119 Newington Causeway, SE1 6BN, nearest tube Elephant and Castle. The Elephant and Castle is located in Elephant and Castle. As my bus pulled up, I noticed that the famous statue of the elephant with a castle on its back had disappeared from its landmark spot in front of the shopping centre.
Oh.
Not only that, but the distinctive shopping centre itself had also completely disappeared. Instead, there was now just a huge gaping pit. I was absolutely gobsmacked. A meteor had struck in the heart of SE1.
My God, no.
Just across the busy, still functioning road was the Elephant and Castle pub, my intended destination. Its no-frills, square, concrete facade appeared to have weathered the blast, and, astonishingly, its windows remained intact. The pub was still open, remarkably, although when I entered I noticed that the ceiling looked altogether decrepit, with the pipes and wiring now all too obviously on show.
Is everybody okay?
I hollered.
Any casualties?
There was a brief dip in the conversational din, and the music continued to be piped, despite the mega gigatons of rock containing rare metals and plutonium from the farthest edges of the galaxy and the very beginnings of time that had completely pummeled the very Earth just across the road there. No one ventured to reassure me that they were okay, but I assessed no bodies in no rubble. Above a side entranceway, directly facing the point of impact, was a shelf containing a vast array of antique glass vases, flutes, decanters, and jars in shades of green, red, and clear glass. They were covered in dust from the recent almighty whomping, and yet the thin, fragile pieces remained otherwise unscathed. To say that the Elephant and Castle pub had escaped lightly from this catastrophic force of nature would be the very height of understatement. The woman who served me asked,
"What was that you're on about?"
When I explained there'd been a meteor strike, she seemed very shocked, and the serving of drinks was briefly paused while she checked her phone.
"There's nothing about it anywhere,"
she said.
"It's hot off the press,"
I replied.
"Look over there with your eyes."
The barwoman walked across to the windows.
"You did know they were building a new shopping mall there, right?"
she said. I noticed that hoarding had been erected around much of the impact point, and on a large white container was written, "Site Office."
"That's where the meteor struck,"
I said, pointing.
"It's going to kill off all the elephants."
The barwoman seemed doubtful, and I suggested that they maybe should turn their music down a bit in order to stay tuned in with big, world-changing events. She had work to do, apparently, so I took on the role of reassuring all the customers and telling them how close they'd been to becoming charred granules of pulverised matter.
"You've had a lucky escape, darling.
Huh?
30 metres that way, you'd be naught but dust and meat."
After being asked to leave, I thought about the landmark elephant with the castle on its back, now presumably obliterated. Wistfully, I thought how a home isn't necessarily a castle, and how a castle isn't a castle, and elephants with castles aren't always homes. And I continued tying myself in further knots, going slightly cuckoo, before heading off to my next pub for reviewing purposes.
I get it, I'm off.
London Pub Reviews was written and created by Paul Ewan and performed by Tim Key. The producer was Nick Coop, It was recorded by Alex O'Donovan at Strong Room Studios. Sound design was by Andy Goddard. The executive producer was Claire Broughton. And it was a Hattrick production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballyshoes.
And then I came across in the school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the purple hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at Twice Upon Pod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hattrick podcast.